Name's Sergeant David Olzak. I'm one of the military working dog handlers here at Marine Corps Base Quantico. I've been a dog handler now for 5.5 years. My dog's name is Rex. We acquired this dog from Camp Lejeune originally. He has bit 6 or 7 handlers and put them in the emergency room, including one of the handlers here. He's very, very high strung, very aggressive as well. But with me, he just clicked with me, and he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, buddy.
The traits we look for in our working dogs are they have to be very loyal to a handler, have to have a drive to work, they want to work, they want to please the handler, they want to do everything for the handler.
Woo! Come on!
All of our emotions run down leash. So when we're stressed out, the dog's stressed out, the dog knows it, and his or her loyalty, drive, everything, all of their senses go through a roof. And so if we're calm, the dog's calm. We all are alpha personalities as far as handlers go and our dogs go. The dogs want to be top of the pack, the handlers want to be top of the pack. But it helps us build better dogs between each other. Every single person comes into work, tries bettering their dog.
Good boy.
The dogs know things before we know them. I've heard of stories where the handler and the dog were on a patrol walking down the street in Ramadi, and for no reason at all, the dog just pulled the handler out of the way, and sniper went to go shoot and missed the handler. That dog saved that handler's life. The benefits are you have a partner with you at all times. Everywhere you go, the dog goes with you. You have lonely nights away from your family, away from your friends, and you have your partner there with you, sharing every emotion, sharing everything with you. The downfalls of working with a dog is pretty much you're babysitting a 6-year-old all day long, every day. You smell like a dog, you end up thinking like a dog. There's no way around it, but it's great. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.